So we're going to go to St. Louis next, listening on Covenant Network. Megan, thank you for calling Catholic Answers Live.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't know, this is definitely an issue that I'm really conflicted on. Mm-hmm. I personally would never have an abortion. I've been in situations, I have two children, I'm not married. And I was put in that position both times where, you know, that was an option. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, I chose not to make that decision. And I don't know, I think for me, like the only time when I could ever see it being okay is when there's a situation where the mother's life is in danger. Mm. I have a friend not that long ago who they kind of had that situation. It was they were basically had to choose. It was either mom's life or having the pregnancy or go to full term and risking mom's life, or you know, having the pregnancy terminated, and they chose to terminate the pregnancy. And I personally feel like I can't fault them for that.
Right.
And I feel like those instances and maybe rape too. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think rape is kind of going more towards, I mean, that is still a child, that is still life. And, you know, obviously God is this great way of taking horrible situations and making something good out of them. So who are we to say that child wouldn't be a blessing to this whole world? You know,
sure.
We never know. But it's still like when the mom's life is on the line, when is that then okay to say, yeah, we're going to terminate this pregnancy, even if it's 7 weeks, 6 months, whatever.
Right. And what I would say to that, Megan, is that it's wrong to directly kill innocent people just to provide for the needs of others, even grave needs, such as if someone's life is in danger. However, there are many cases where we can act in medicine if a pregnant woman's life is in danger to attack whatever pathology or disease or whatever is harming her. Because obviously, if a pregnant woman's life is in danger, ideally the pregnancy should continue and the child would be born. We would try to cure whatever's wrong with her body and save the child's life, right? That'd be the ideal. Right. And so, I mean, pregnancy is a normal thing for a woman's body to go through. So whatever's wrong, whether it's high blood pressure or the child is caught up in a scar tissue of the fallopian tube and is growing in the fallopian tubes, we should try to treat those problems. And what happens sometimes is when a doctor treats the medical problem a pregnant woman has that's grave, let's say, you know, the fallopian tube is scarred or is the child has become entrapped there and is growing, we might remove, rightfully so, the damaged section of the fallopian tube that could be hurting the mother. And unfortunately, we foresee the child will die, but it's an unintended consequence. So we aren't allowed to directly kill someone just to save somebody's life, but we can make a medical intervention that unintentionally ends a child's life. Like, I mean, I could give you an analogy. For example, I think my friend Stephanie Gray uses something like this. Let's say there's two people drowning and I can swim. It's moral for me to choose to only save one. If I swim towards one of them, the other's going to die. I know they're going to die if I choose to do this, but I'm not killing them. It's not wrong. But I can't push down on the other person and hold them under the water and drown them in order to save the other guy. You know, I can't kill someone to save somebody else, but I can perform an action where I might only be able to save one person's life. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, but I mean, in that same sense, then, you know, only being able to save one person by choosing not to act, and then the mother loses her life, and then in change, the child loses its life because the mother has passed away, then isn't that the same thing?
Right, but that's why I'm saying it's okay to act. You know, let's say we got to remove the fallopian tube, or let's say the woman has a cancerous uterus or is a disease that we have to treat aggressively. It's okay to act as long as your intention isn't to kill the child, even if you know that the medicine you'll give the mom may hurt the child or may kill them unintentionally. But just because two people will die instead of one doesn't give us the right to kill another person. For example, if I'm in a lifeboat and it's sinking and it can only support me and another guy, that doesn't give me the right to throw him out of the lifeboat. That'd still be murder. Even if I'm trying to save my own life, the fact of the matter is, just because something bad might happen to us doesn't give us the right to do bad things to other people. But in my book, Persuasive Pro-Life, I cover this. These cases are extremely rare when you look through the medical literature of something genuine like this, usually it can be resolved in a morally appropriate way, like I talked about, where the child may tragically die, but we can still save the mom's life, whether it's removing the fallopian tube or the uterus or treating the mom with chemotherapy or something like that. So I think that you can be a consistent pro-life advocate and advocate for people's lives without downplaying the value of an unborn child. So I hope that helps.